Hey, hey,
Blog
hey,
Talk
listeners.
Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke & Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hello, listeners. Zigzag coming at you here. Looks like I'm going to be flying solo tonight. Our man, Rufus. Not going to make it. We're going to miss him dearly, that's for sure. It's never the same without Rufus. But we're going to do our best to get you by tonight on this little solo effort. I think we're going to do a little pirate radio show again tonight. I'm going to bore you guys with some of my favorite stoned tunes. So let me get the bubbler going here a little bit, get in the right mindset for the show. And feel free to join me. Feel free to call in if you'd like to, 646-478-0616. Also taking some, be taking some requests for some of your favorite stone music. If I have it, I'll play it for you. If not, maybe you can play it over the phone and we'll check it out. But let's get our mind right real quick. Oh, my God, feeling better already. All right, let's start this off with a song that I used to listen to a lot my freshman year of college. I think it's a great song to listen to when you're feeling a little bit, good, I guess. Good. I don't know why the music's not coming up here. Let's see, I'm pushing iTunes, and there's the equalizer, I don't know why that's coming up. Everything but the music is coming up. So, bear with me 1 minute here while we get iTunes up and going. There we go, good deal. Finally, everything came back to life here on my computer. We're having a little trouble getting in tonight, but we finally did. Sorry we were a few minutes late. But here's a good song by The Doors. It's one of their not-so-famous songs. But I used to love to listen to this when I was a freshman in college after smoking some weed. It's kind of an uplifting song. As far as The Doors go, it's not really something that sounds like something they would normally play. So stay tuned. Check it out. Give me a minute to get it up here. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 21, 14, 16, 8, hut, 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 hut. I got these wireless speakers going, so it's taking a minute to get them going. Here we go. Check it out, The Doors.
Good and gone. Let me hear her sing his song. Pretty little girl with a red dress on. Poor Otis, good and gone. Well, I got the running blues running away. I'm
My bad. All right, welcome back. I'd like to give a shout-out. That was actually Rock Me Amadeus in German by Falco. I'd like to give a shout-out to my old friend, Herr Becker, my German teacher from St. Edward's University. He died about a little over a year ago, I do believe. I was very sad to hear that because he was probably the coolest professor I've ever had. I just want to say thanks to Herr Becker. Harold Becker was his name. He had cornered me one time after some guys and myself had smoked a joint on campus there where I was in Austin. And Harold Becker obviously knew that we were stoned and cornered me and asked me to come back to his office with him so he could show me my my final grade for my class there in German. It was German 2 at the time. And he took me back. He obviously knew I was totally baked out of my mind because I could smell the pot on myself, and he was laughing. Proceeded to talk my ear off for about an hour and a half about smoking pot and drinking beer, which was pretty goddamn cool because he was a cool dude. And he was probably my favorite teacher I ever had, and I got a B in the class, in case you're wondering. Probably the best grade I actually ever got in college either. I got good grades in, like, two classes. Basically, it was philosophy and German. Other than that, I didn't really give a shit about what you could learn. I mean, I got decent grades in marketing and shit like that. It's like brainless dribble. But I'm not dogging anybody out there in management. It's it's a tough road to hoe. But here I'd like to dedicate this next song to actually the bass player for Hyper Sloth. Was in his name was Bootski. He actually played in this band Dexter Freebish, and they had somewhat of a mini hit that I actually heard in a Target superstore probably about 5 years ago when they were making a go for it. And I actually saw this in the bin, and I always think of old Bootski. If you're out there, dude, this one's for you. It's going to take a minute for these speakers, though. Damn it, that sucks, doesn't it? Waiting for the light to turn blue. There goes.
This one's for you, Bootski.
That one was for you if you're out there somewhere, and I hope you are. I probably know you are. I hope things are going well for you. As soon as we get the band back together and making a ton of money, we'd love to have you back in the band as a minority partner, or not even a partner, probably isn't the right, as an employee, as a hourly employee. You will only get paid for your lunch breaks. So I don't know what stoned, delving into stone music would be without a song from the Motor City Madman, Terrible Ted. I'm not a big fan of his politics, but you got to respect the man's music. We used to have Thursday nights at my dorm that we called Thursday Night Free-for-Alls, and we would just turn up Free-for-All by Ted Nugent as loud as it could go and pretty much make other people on our floor insane and while we slammed tons of beer and smoked tons of weed. But check it out. This is Ted Nugent and the Amboy Dukes, Journey to the Center of Your Mind. That was Ted Nugent and the Amboy Dukes, Journey to the Center of Your Mind. Like I said, I don't believe in a lot of his politics. I mean, some of them I agree with, not all of his politics, though, you know, about killing animals and stuff. I mean, I understand where he's coming from, kind of. I do eat meat and stuff, but it seems like he gets a little too much joy out of killing things, either to eat or just basically to snuff out their eternal life force. So this is the part of the show where I'd like to take a second, and I think we're going to try to call Rufus on his cell phone, see how he's doing. Let's give Rufus a dial here. I've never tried this before. I don't know how this will work. I don't know if we'll be able to hear it just regular or what, but I'm going to hit dial, and hopefully we'll be talking to Rufus shortly. It's dialing, so it says. Still dialing. Still dialing. Still dialing. And dialing. Can't believe Rufus hasn't just snuffed us out yet. There we go. Here we go. Maybe we'll get Rufus's voicemail. Hello? Rufus? Rufus's voicemail? All right, I don't know what happened there. It still says dialing on the screen. There we go again. Hopefully we'll get Rufus's voicemail here. Hopefully we're waking him up from a dead sleep. Call was failed or was not answered. I guess that we cannot leave Rufus a voicemail on here. So, you know what? Just to be a total prick to Rufus, I think we're going to try to call him back and see if this works this time. It says dialing. It says dialing 1, 2, 3. Okay, there we go. Come on, Rufus's voicemail. Come on, voicemail. I don't think it's going to work. Well, Rufus, just so you know, we tried to get you on. Wait, what the? Come on. Come on. Come on, baby. You can do it. Oh, come on, one more. One more for a voicemail. Come on, voicemail. No, you cannot leave a voicemail on Blog Talk Radio. That sucks. How else are you supposed to harass people? Well, I got a little tune I'd like to shout out to Rufus today while he's licking his wounds, not feeling so special. It's one that I know a lot of people like to listen to. It's a theme song for a certain show that I think we all can relate to. So this one goes out to Rufus. Hope you're feeling better, buddy. And there you go. A little shout out to our man Rufus, who's homesick today. Just trying to cheer you up, buddy. I think maybe one way to definitely cheer you up would be to say time to kick it in the ass a little bit now that we're doing Stoned Grooves. And, you know, this is a song that was kind of popular when me and Rufus were working at the sub shop together. We used to make fun of these guys. They weren't as big as – they actually got bigger after we listened. We didn't really listen to them, but you heard them on the radio. But check it out. See if you remember this one.
Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war, but it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19.
I wasn't really sure what was going on.
In Vietnam, the combat soldier called post-traumatic stress disorder. Many vets complain of alienation, rage, or guilt. Some succumb to suicidal thoughts. This is one legacy, the Vietnam War. They fought the longest war in American history. None of them received a hero's welcome.
Tricked you there a little bit, didn't I, by going from Nookie into Paul Hardcastle's 19. Yeah, I used to, that song reminds me of being about 17 or 16, not really 19, luckily, in high school, driving around old white Ford pickup truck with no reverse and drinking red, white, and blue beer or Jobel or whatever the hell was on sale, but it was usually one of those two. Everybody knows that Jobel was the crowd pleaser. You don't believe me, look it up. But getting back to music, I like to think that Hyper Sloth was a little bit ahead of its time because we were actually before Tenacious D got together, or Tenacious D found fame anyways, not sure when they got together. But this easily could have been us had I stuck it out one more year in Austin, Texas. Check it out. One of my favorite tunes from the D. This is kind of how it goes when we write a Hyper Sloth song. This is exactly how it goes. That's what reminds me of it.
Better, closer, warmer. That's it. Okay. I'm shifting my juice right in your cup. Now fucking get it off. Thank you.
motherfuckers. You know, that song always almost brings a tear to my eye thinking about my man Rufus and how he's laid up right now. Rufus, we're thinking about you here. And just want you to know we're feeling you, brother. We're feeling you. That's why this is all we can suggest that you do is listen to this Weezer song and take note to what they're saying, because it might be the cure to what ails you. It is for me, definitely, today while we're listening and doing our stoned songs pirate radio show. So listen to this one, folks, and take heed if you would be so inclined. Hey, 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 welcome back. Yes, a little known fact about that song, Hash Pipe by Weezer. It actually was written about crack pipe and Santa Monica transvestite prostitutes. True story. If you don't believe me, look it up, but I am telling you the truth there. I don't know what stoned songs would be without a Donovan song, Donovan Leitch. He's pretty fucking awesome, and here he is. Playing Brabajaggle, which, if I am not mistaken, this is with the Jeff Beck Group, and actually has Jimmy Page on guitar for this as a studio musician before Jimmy Page was actually super duper famous with Led Zeppelin. This was him on Brabajaggle with Donovan. Thank you. Now, that was cool, wasn't it? Now, call in and let me know if you know exactly what a Barabba Jaggle is, 646-478-0616, or even email us at show@hypersloth.me, I do believe. If I'm wrong there, I apologize. You'll probably get an email back in a week saying that it was sent somewhere that didn't make any sense. So that's how I find out that my mails didn't go through is like a week later when I'm like, oh, that really important email went out. Great. And then like a week later, you find out that it never even went through. That's a little frustrating. You'd think they could tell you right away. Now, I don't know what Stone Song's listening session would be complete without a little bit of Jimi Hendrix. Here's one of my personal favorites. If you don't like it, you're an idiot. It's If Six Was Nine, Axis Bold as Love album.
Welcome to Radio Station EXP. Tonight we are featuring an interview with a very peculiar-looking gentleman who goes by the name of Mr. Paul Caruso and a dodgy subject of are there or are there not flying saucers or UFOs. Please, Mr. Caruso, could you give us your regarded opinion on this nonsense about spaceships and even space people?
Thank you. As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see and hear, can you? Now, if you'll excuse me, I must be on my way.
Now if a sin turned out to be nice, oh, I don't mind. Oh, I don't mind. If all the hippies cut off all their heads, oh, I don't care. Oh, I don't care.
White collar conservatives flashing down the street.
Pointing their plastic fingers at me. Don't pursue my kind of propaganda. Are you gonna wear my brief hangers? Hi! Wow!
Wow, Jimmy really says it right there, doesn't he, with the I'm the one that's going to have to die when it's time for me to die so I can live my – let me live my life the way I want to. I mean, damn, bring it on down, Jimmy. He's right. think about that very instant that you die, you're so alone, man. It's just you and who you were. You can't live your life to copy other people and be who they are, man. You got to be who you are. Jimmy's definitely right about that. Let's see. Why don't we play a little bit? How about something short and sweet here? Always a good person to play that whose songs aren't too long. Here's a good one. Here's a good one by Johnny Cash. I Got Stripes. It's short and sweet, and man, it's kind of a good pick-me-up after hearing something so trippy like we were just listening to Jimmy right there. So I'm going to take a minute here and roll a hog leg to take us into the VIP part of the show. Yes, I think we're going to do the VIP part of the show as well tonight as a tribute to our friend Rufus, who is he's struggling a little bit. Hope you're feeling better, Rufus. This one is for you. Or everybody, or anybody. Stay tuned. Here we go.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and
getting ready to go into the VIP part of the show. Going to take you there with a little bit of a thing I like to call Cake's The Distance, since that's where we're going. We're going the distance. You heard the lady. We got 10 seconds. We're going the distance tonight. Into the VIP. We'll check you on the other side. Smoke them if you got them.
Reluctantly crouch at the starting line. Engine pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes. The flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the top. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turn. Their balance is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags are down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man. Still driving and striving as fast as we can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left to rip the cup. But he's driving.
Thank you.
flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse. Assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making his grave. She's hoping in time that her memory will fade. But he's racing and chasing and parting the cord. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse.
Welcome to the VIP section of the show, where we are going the distance, so to speak. Tonight, I think we're going to dedicate the last part of the show and Stone music to the Grateful Dead. Yes, it was inevitable that we would end up here with me playing some of my favorite Dead tunes while smoking a joint here in Colorado Springs for for the hell of it, just because we can. Going to start off with the first Grateful Dead song that I ever liked. I mean, I didn't really know that much about the Dead until I was a freshman in college. And this is actually kind of was the rebirth of the Dead, but the In the Dark album came out in probably 88. And they were really pushing this song on the radio, believe it or not. It was probably the only mainstream hit that the Grateful Dead ever had, but check it out, a little bit of Touch of Grey.
Thank you.
There's a trip down memory lane. You know, it's just one of those songs that makes you, you know, some songs can, like, transport you actually back, I don't know, like, transcends all time and space. I kind of felt like it was 1987, 88 again, down here in my studio, smoking some weed. I've got the Christmas lights on and the lava lamp going. I know it sounds cliche, but damn it. Those weren't the best fucking days of my life, except for the time I'm spending with my wife and kid now, you know, other than that. But here's a song I'm going to play for you. It's from the Without a Net album. It's The Victim or the Crime. I actually was here for the taping. The Without a Net album is stuff that was taped live at certain concerts, 1989, 1990. Actually went to this concert in Atlanta, Georgia, where they taped this live. So I was actually here in the crowd. Interesting story. I drove out there with my friend Jim Klingel. We didn't have any tickets. We actually just kind of lucked into some tickets. He got tickets the first night. I actually got tickets the next two nights. Deal was Jim had to leave, so he left me in Atlanta at the Grateful Dead show, and I hitchhiked back to Texas from Atlanta. Only took me two rides, believe it or not. I got a ride from Atlanta to Dallas, and then a guy helped shack me up for a night. No, we did not have to get gay or anything, and helped me catch a bus the next morning down to Austin from there. So really, it didn't take me any time at all. It was actually a very cool story, very interesting stuff. Ask me about it sometime. There is actually more to that story that's a little nuttier, but I don't know if I want to get into it on the air. And no, it's not about gay sex. But here's Victim or the Crime from Without a Net. As soon as these speakers get juiced up, here we go.
Was it torture?
Hey, I think I just heard myself cheering there. Yes, I'm going to talk to you like we're at the concert together. Because I was there. I was here for this concert. So I'm going to transport myself back there. Oh, my God. Check out Bobby. Jerry's jamming, man. Jerry's got a cool black t-shirt on. That's for sure. Fuck yeah, dude. I'm stoned as shit. Fucking awesome. Dude, I gotta get a beer. I think I'm freaking out. Serious. Yeah, we're just camp out tonight. Yeah, I know. I'll get it right back. I'll find somebody in the parking lot to get me right back to Texas, dude. No, I'm serious. I will. Yeah, cool. Thanks, Jim. Man, thanks for coming out with me. I'll see you back in Austin.
Thank you.
I'd like to send this next song out to my little dog, LD, who died 3 years ago. She was the best little dog ever. Little Stella was her name. Awesome dog. I miss you, LD. Rufus remembers LD, I'm sure. Love you.
Thank you.
That one goes out to my old dog, LD, Shepherd Mix. Lived to be 13 years old. She was a good dog. She probably could have lived to be a little older. Let's see. I'm going to stick with the Grateful Dead theme. Thinking about tax time and whatnot, and for some reason that made me think of Ponzi schemes. I don't know why, but I was thinking to myself, isn't life just like pretty much one big Ponzi scheme? You're just kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul or doing whatever, you know, just trying to roll it over just to get people off your back. Then you make money. Then, you know, just goddamn, it's a pain in the ass. Money's a pain in the ass. Well, here's one of those songs that, that you wonder, why did the Grateful Dead write this song or record this song? But you're glad that they did. It's King Solomon's Mines from Blues for Allah. King Solomon's Marbles, excuse me. Well, I want to thank the listeners for joining us tonight in the VIP section of the show. As usual, you know that the VIP section of the show is brought to you by 420 Amplify and Bud Buddy, products of our sponsors at 420 Products USA and 420productsusa.com. Check it out. We're going to get those sites up and going here pretty soon. I know that they're working hard on them, and we're going to have some cool products out there for you, as well as our T-shirts. You can check us out at www.hypersloth.me. That's Hypersloth Me. Check us out there. Cool shit to watch. See what we're up to. Let us know what you're up to. Love to hear from you. Rufus, we hope you're hearing, feeling better, buddy, and we will talk to you soon, people. Peace. I'm going to give you a Hyper Sloth howl. Ow! 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 Peace.